ஓம் நம சிவாய. தி நெக்ஸ்ட் ப்ரோக்ராம் இஸ் சாங்கியா, எ ஸ்பிரிச்சுவல் டிஸ்கோர்ஸ். இன் திஸ் யூ ஆர் அபவுட் டு லிசன் அக்செப்டன்ஸ் ஆஃப் பிரதானாஸ் பை ஸ்ரீ ராமகிருஷ்ணன். தேங்க்யூ. ஓம் நம சிவாய்.
ஸ்ரீ குருப்யோ நம. ஹரி ஓம். ஓம் நம பிரணவாத்ய சுத்த ஞானேக மூர்த்தயே நிர்மலாய பிரசாந்தாய தட்சிணா மூர்த்தயே நம. சோ வி சா திஸ் வியக்த அண்ட் அவ்யக்த, அவ்யக்த பிரதானா, ஃப்ரம் பிரதானா ஆல் தி கிரியேஷன் கேம் இன் டு எக்ஸிஸ்டன்ஸ். நவ் தி லாஜிஷியன்ஸ், இந்தியன் லாஜிஷியன்ஸ் ஐ எம் டாக்கிங் அபவுட், தி வைசேஷிகாஸ் அண்ட் நையாயிகாஸ், தே அக்செப்ட் பரமாணு டு பி த காஸ் ஆஃப் திஸ் எக்ஸிஸ்டன்ஸ். வாட் எவர் ஜெகத், தி ஜெகத் ஃபார் தட் தி காஸ் இஸ் பரமாணு. பரமாணு மீன்ஸ் ஆட்டம். ஃப்ரம் தி ஆட்டம், சிங்கிள் ஆட்டம், when they bond it gives dual atom and cobond they call. When that dual atom mingles with another dual atom you call it triatom, trinu. And trinu again bonds with another trinu which to give this creation. So why do you want to accept this pradhana? That's their question, since it can be easily created through this paramana. You are giving some idea to this creation. So we can prove it through Paramanu. Why do you want to accept a pradhana prakriti for explaining this existence, this jagat? Pradhana prakriti as a cause for this jagat. There is no need, you say. So for that, the answer is, Bhedanam parimanat samanvayat chaktitah pravurtescha காரண காரிய விபாகாத் அவிபாகாத் வைஸ்வரூபஸ்ய. அனதர் ஸ்லோக ஆல்சோ, காரணமஸ்த்யவ்யக்தம் ப்ரவர்த்ததே த்ரிகுணத சமுதாயாச்ச பரிணாமத சலிலவத் ப்ரதி ப்ரதிகுணாஶ்ரய விசேஷாத் பேதானாம் பரிமாணாத் சமன்வயாத் சக்திதஃ ப்ரவர்த்தேஶ்ச காரிய காரண விபாகாத் வைஸ்வரூபஸ்ய. சோ ஹி சேஸ் தி டிஃபரன்ஸ் விச் எக்ஸிஸ்ட் in the effects like mahat etc., the effects, the results, they should have a cause. All the effects should have a cause. All the different kind of effect should have a cause. That is pradhana. Why? How do you say that? You say parimanat, because all the effects which have come into picture, which are there, are limited in size. They are embodied, they are limited. Parimana means they have a size. This is one. Here he gives a logic. Through logic he is proving. Parimana means it's a reasoning. He is giving a reason because they have size. So it's a reason. Example, we will take a logical thing. We are going to prove this mahat etc., the effect of avyakta. Mahat etc. are effect of avyakta. This is the thing you wanted to prove. Because they have size. This is the cause, this is the reason you give for this existence, whatever the mahat etc., to be coming from pradhana. You have to give an example first. In logic, you want whatever you want to prove sadhya, that should be there. And second is the hetu, reason to prove the sadhya, to prove the idea which you want to prove. You have to give a reason. And third, you have to support it with an example. You want to prove avyakta is the cause for all jagat. You give a reason of size because they are limited. You have to give an example. Limited, everything is limited in this world. Pot, cot, etc. Over. That's a logic. So, this is one of the hetus. We are not just giving one reason. We will give another reason. Samanvayat. Samanvayat means all these things which exist in Jagat, in this world, have Sukha, Dukkha and Moha quality. Meaning, they either give you happiness, they give you sorrow, or they give you delusion. Everything in this world, they have this quality. Any particular object can give all these three kind of quality. I'm not talking about three different things. Sweet, it gives me happiness, and something which is hot, pepper or chili, it gives me sorrow, or something which is delusive. So we are not talking about three different things. I'm talking about same thing which will give happiness to someone, which will give sorrow to someone, which will delude someone. Like sweet, example, you take sweet itself or chili itself. For some people, Indians, sweet is very good and chilies they like. In some part of India, they like chili. Okay. Now, it is going to give sorrow to Westerners. So, chili is reason to be happy. Chili is the reason to be sorrow. Same chili. So, not just different things. The same thing can have these different qualities according to each person's nature. So, this is second cause, reason. Third is karya karya karana karya vibhagat. Karya karana vibhagat. There is a difference. There is a classification of cause and effect in this world. Everything can be classified as cause and effect. This is cause and this is the effect of this cause. So, since this is there, this is the third reason. Everything should have a cause. All this jagat should have a cause, which is prakriti. Avibhagat vaishvarupasya. Avibhagat vaishvarupasya. Vaishvarupasya means jagat. Avibhagat. Avibhagat means it disappears. Because the jagat disappears. When does it disappear? During the delusion. When everything gets destroyed in pralaya, this jagat also gets dissolved. And it is immersed in the prakriti, in the cause. It gets immersed in the cause. So, since this is also seen, this is another reason for proving that prakriti is the cause for everything. Okay, I accept now, prakriti avyakta is the cause for everything. How does it create the things? How does pravrti, pradhana, prakriti, does the pravrti, does the creation? That is through pravartate trigunataha, through the three gunas, sattva, rajas and tamas. When they lose their equilibrium, according to their composition, they create different things. This is one. Samudayacha. Trigunataha samudayacha. Because of three gunas, not just three gunas, these three gunas combine together to give this. See, not one particular guna gives rise to something else. It, with the help of the other two gunas, it gives the thing. The composition of sattva, rajas, tamas can be different, but it will never be non-existent. There can be difference of composition, but it cannot be non-existent. It will always have sattva or rajas, maybe 0.01%, okay, but it will still have sattva and rajas. Devas, deities, they will have sattva pradhana, importance, their majority of their prakriti, nature is sattva, purity. But still, they will also have tamas and rajas. Otherwise, you cannot classify them in different categories. He is higher deity, he is lower deity. This classification is not possible. And here also, in this jagat, we come into the jagat because of rajas predominance. Predominance of the second quality, rajas. Second guna, rajas. Now here also we have sattva and tamas. It's not just rajas we have. Sattva also is there and tamoguna is also there. So because of sattva guna, we tend to get into shastras. Because of tamoguna, we hate everything. We are just not bothered about moksha and your release and bondage. That is because of tamoguna. Even being a human being, he will be acting like a dog. Without any purpose, he will run here and there. Without any purpose. So, that is that the gunas are there, though it is in a lesser quality, but still you have these gunas in every creation. So, samudaya cha pravartate prati prati gunashre visheshat parinamata salilavat. Prati prati gunashre visheshat parinamata salilavat prati prati gunashre visheshat. This water which falls from the sky as rain, it is sweet in nature. Now, when it falls, that water falls in the sea, it becomes salty. When the water falls in a gutter, it becomes dirty. When the water falls in Ganga, it becomes pure water, sacred water. So, according to the place it falls, it turns to that kind of water. It becomes that kind of water. Either it becomes pure water, sacred water, it becomes pure water, it becomes dirty water, it becomes salty water. So, or it turns into different fruits. See, different fruits have different tastes. Water you supply is same, but in coconut it is different. In different coconuts it is different. One coconut will give you salt taste, a tender coconut it will give you salty taste, and another coconut the water will be sweet. And you take apple, some apples are sweet, some apples are sour. So there are different tastes even in the sweets and even in fruits which partake the same water. So like that, according to the place, according to the state, it changes. So the creation is based on the triguna, and because it is based on triguna, the combination of all the three gunas, it gives different kind of creation. It gives rise to different kind of creation. Gives different qualities in the creation. Strange difference in the creation, though it all came from the same pradhana, is explained. First, he explained everything came from pradhana. That was proved. After that, even when it comes from pradhana, why is there so much of variety here? So that variety is because of the sattva, rajas and tamas. Wherever it goes, it takes kind of that environment. So that is also proven. Now we have proven pradhana, existence of pradhana and the method of creation, the varieties. That is proven. Now he goes on to prove the existence of Purusha. You have not seen what Purusha is. Now I have to see what Purusha is, the self. So he says, Sanghata Pararthatvat Tirigunadi Vipareyat Adishthanat Purushosti Bhoktrubhavat Kaivalyartham Pravartescha. The existence of Purusha is there. How? Sanghata Pararthatvat. One reason. Tirigunadi Vipareyat. Second reason. Adishthanat, third reason. Purushosti Bhoktrubhavat, fourth reason. Kaivalyartham Pravarteshcha, fifth reason. Now, the reasons he is giving, if it is in fifth case ending, it is reason. Now he is giving reason. Sanghata Parathatvat, whatever the creation exists in this world, it is not for the pradhana. Combines the pradhana comes into existence with the sattva, with the help of the sattva, rajas and tamas guna, difference in this guna, it creates the jagat. But for whom does it create jagat? Not for its own use. Pradhana cannot experience anything because it is inert, we already saw. Now it has to be for someone else. To whom? That is Purusha. First reason, Sanghata Parathatva. The creation has come into existence for somebody. And that somebody is Purusha. First reason, Trigunadi Viparyat. And we see difference in the Triguna. The Triguna which exists, it is different in different people. So, that is different in different people means, like what we saw there, it gives happiness, sorrow and delusion. Same thing. So, that is also. Third reason. Triguna Purushosti Bho Adishthanat Adishthanat Adishthanat. So there is someone who is controlling all this. See, like there is a car. The car will not run by itself. Somebody has to control, somebody has to drive it. Like that, here also this Purusha is here to control the Jagat. So, somebody should be there in this seat of controller, and that is Purusha. Fourth reason, Bhoktru Bhavad. And everything here in this world, whatever, cot, pot, etc., is there for somebody to experience. So, these are all things of experience. Objects are objects of experience. They should be experienced. That is for Purusha to experience. And fifth reason, Kaivalyartham Pravrutescha. Everyone, Kaivalya means moksha. Kevala Bhava Kaivalya. Kaivalyartham Pravrutescha. Everyone in their own way want to gain release from this sorrow, from this bondage. They try different methods. Some find the narcotics, contraband stuff to be a release, to gain release from this bondage, this sorrow. Some find scriptures. Some find some other pleasure to escape this sorrow. So, everyone in their level try to escape this sorrow, meaning try to gain the, what is that sorrowless state? That is moksha. Yanda dukkhena sambhinnam nagrastham anantaram. It is said about this moksha, about swarga, they say, whichever is not bound by this sorrow. There is no, not even an iota of sorrow, small piece of sorrow. You cannot experience any sorrow there in the swarga. Moksha is also a similar kind of thing. There is no sorrow which is not tainted by sorrow. So, that kind of state, and okay, not now, maybe after 2-3 days, you'll have the sorrow if you say. Once you have gained release, moksha, there will be no sorrow. Nachagrastham anantaram, it will not, you will not be caught by this sorrow at any point of time. Because even if you go to swarga, you will have to come back to this world after your punya, after your merits are experienced. Once the merits are experienced there in that loka, you have to come to this loka. Even if you go to the nether lokas, you have to come here. Once the papas, the demerits, the sin are experienced. This is another reason. Everyone is interested in gaining moksha. So, Purusha exists. Now, okay. Now, we have proven the existence of Pradhana and the cause for the variety in the existence. Then we went on to prove the existence of Purusha and why the Purusha is the one who is experiencing, because the, why this Jagat came into existence. Now, the question arises, what is that Purusha you have proven, right? Is Purusha one or many? That's a question. How many Purushas? In Advaita, there is only one Purusha, only one self. It's non-dual. Non-dual self, we say. Now, what about Sankhya Purusha? the Purusha in this Sankhya philosophy. That he says. Jana marana karana naam prati niyamat ayugavat pravurtescha purusha bahuttvam siddham traikunya viparyachaiva. Janana marana karana naam prati niyamat prati niyamat ayugavat pravurtescha purusha bahuttvam siddham traikunya viparyachaiva.